From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The University of California is bowing to heavy criticism and suspending the use of a new logo. As Ben Adler reports, the monogram's modern design sparked complaints from students and alumni.
The UC president's office insists the logo was never meant for broad external use, just within the university, to distinguish system-wide communications from those of individual campuses. And most of the criticism didn't come until several months after the logo was first used. But the simple, sleek design, with a yellow C nestled at the bottom of a big blue shield shaped like a U, drew criticism as sleek, corporate, and unworthy of a prestigious university. To some, the monogram C even looked like the water swirling down a toilet. More than 46,000 people signed an online petition urging the university to get rid of it. And while the top UC external relations official says the logo has served the system well, he's directing the communications team to stop using it. The university will reevaluate the logo in the future. I'm Ben Adler.
A number of new laws in California take effect January 1st. One that garnered a lot of attention was the workers' compensation reform legislation. Supporters say it could save the system between $500 million and $1 billion in the first year. Democratic Senator Kevin De Leon, the bill's author, says it increases benefits to injured workers and cuts soaring medical and legal costs for employers.
Premiums are not going to be increased on businesses. That's really critical, especially in today's economy. Rates for permanent disability will increase for our injured workers.
Under the law, permanent disability benefits increase by 30%. It also creates an independent review process for medical treatment and billing disputes. The workers' compensation reform bill was opposed by some attorneys representing injured workers who says it will hurt the most severely injured. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.